Chapter 1. The Call of the Hour, The Last Crisis. We are living in the time of the end. The fast fulfilling signs of the times declare that the coming of Christ is near at hand. The days in which we live are solemn and important. The Spirit of God is gradually but surely being withdrawn from the earth. Plagues and judgments are already falling upon the despisers of the grace of God. The calamities by land and sea, the unsettled state of society, the alarms of war, are portentous. They forecast approaching events of the greatest magnitude. The agencies of evil are combining their forces and consolidating. They are strengthening for the last great crisis. Great changes are soon to take place in our world, and the final movements will be rapid ones. Testimonies for the Church 9:11. Labor while probation lingers. The judgments of God are in the earth, and, under the influence of the Holy Spirit, we must give the message of warning that He has entrusted to us. We must give this message quickly, line upon line, precept upon precept. Men will soon be forced to great decisions, and it is our duty to see that they are given an opportunity to understand the truth, that they may take their stand intelligently on the right side. The Lord calls upon His people to labor, labor earnestly and wisely, while probation lingers. Testimonies for the Church 9:126-127. The Church to Arouse. Upon us rests the weighty responsibility of warning the world of its coming doom. From every direction, from far and near, are coming calls for help. God calls upon His Church to arise and clothe herself with power. Immortal crowns are to be won. The kingdom of heaven is to be gained. The world, perishing in ignorance, is to be enlightened. Testimonies for the Church 7:16. Earnest work to be done. There is stern, earnest work to be done. The pioneers in our work put forth untiring effort. Let all now take hold and act as if they were preparing for a great harvest. Let them go forth to work with the Bible in their hands, and may the Lord give them a true, peaceable spirit. I beseech our church members not to lose precious time in confusing and hindering the work of the Lord. Encouraging one another. God's servants are to make use of every resource for enlarging His kingdom. The Apostle Paul declares that it is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. 1 Timothy 2, verse 3, 4, 1. And James says, "Let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins." James 5, verse 20. Every believer is pledged to unite with his brethren in giving the invitation, "Come, for all things are now ready." Luke 14, verse 17. Each is to encourage the others in doing wholehearted work. Earnest invitations will be given by a living church. Thirsty souls will be led to the water of life. Testimonies for the Church 7:14-15. Fierce opposition. It is as true now as when Christ was upon earth that every inroad made by the gospel upon the enemy's dominion is met by fierce opposition from his vast armies. The conflict that is right upon us will be the most terrible ever witnessed. But though Satan is represented as being as strong as the strong man armed, his overthrow will be complete, and everyone who unites with him in choosing apostasy rather than loyalty will perish with him. Testimonies for the Church 6:407. Without wavering. We are in no wise to be deterred from fulfilling our commission by the listlessness, the dullness, the lack of spiritual perception in those upon whom the Word of God is brought to bear. We are to preach the Word of life to those whom we may judge to be as hopeless subjects as though they were in their graves. Though they may seem to be unwilling to hear or to receive the light of truth, without questioning or wavering, we are to do our part. Wake up. Let the gospel message ring through our churches, summoning them to universal action. Let the members of the church have increased faith, gaining zeal from their unseen heavenly allies, from a knowledge of their exhaustless resources, from the greatness of the enterprise in which they are engaged, and from the power of their leader. Those who place themselves under God's control, to be led and guided by Him, will catch the steady tread of the events ordained by Him to take place. Inspired with the spirit of Him who gave His life for the life of the world, they will no longer stand still in impotency, pointing to what they cannot do. Putting on the armor of heaven, they will go forth to the warfare, willing to do and dare for God, knowing that His omnipotence will supply their need. Testimonies for the Church 7:14. As agents for Jesus Christ, men are to be laborers together with God. Why then are so many acting as did Miras, doing nothing, while those sitting in darkness receive no light, no help from those who claim to be the children of God? How much do such idlers resemble the angel who is represented as flying in the midst of heaven, proclaiming the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus? Christ is saying to these idlers in the marketplace, "Go work today in my vineyard."